Country Club FM.
Oh my gosh, here it comes.
Yeah, it's ready. Nowhere to hide, Brad.
The towel,
nowhere
please.
To go. I need the nowhere towel. Nowhere to hide. Bob FM Almanac time. It's the kazoo time. You know, when I bring out the kazoo, that means we play Name That Tune with whoever is sitting on the other side.
Oh, not even more pressure.
So more pressure. It's just, it's piling on. You've been here for multiple days now. You should be ready for
wow.
it.
I have no idea.
Take a step that is new. Be a lovable face that needs your face. Three's Company. It was a TV theme. I thought you might get that one. Three's.
No.
How about this one?
Of course I would. I watch that show as much as humanly possible. Ask my wife.
Three's Company, though, not as much?
No.
Okay.
Andy Griffith, all the time.
John Ritter was pretty good. Ritter was a good actor. Good comedian. We miss him. We miss John Ritter. Today is Thursday, September 14th, 257th day of the year. 108 left to go. 1741 on this date. 1741.
Holy cow, you're digging
deep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Composer George Frederick Handel completed The Messiah. You've also heard it called the Hallelujah Chorus,
I
believe.
Glad he got a handle on it.
It is one of his most popular works that he has done, 1741. You know, he did the Three's Company theme. I don't know if you
Stop
knew that.
It.
Handel did the Three's Company theme. 1807 this date, former vice president. Just think of the field day the media would have with Aaron Burr. If Aaron Burr was around now.
Yeah.
And the things that he did. Former U.S. Vice President Aaron Burr acquitted of a misdemeanor charge 2 weeks earlier. Burr had been found innocent of treason. I guess he didn't do them, but he was accused of. But he would have been tried and convicted in the media, more than likely.
The rope was hanging in the tree. He just wasn't in it.
And of course, he shot Alexander Hamilton. 1807, Burr in the news. Buh. 1814, Francis Scott Key was watching the British bombardment of Fort McHenry, Baltimore, during the War of 1812, and he came up to the lyrics to Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem. Want to sing it for us now?
No. Actually, he was sitting on the deck out at the Rusty Scupper.
I was going to do it on kazoo, but that might be sacrilege.
It might be.
So Francis Scott Key, 1814, 1847.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli.
From the halls of Montezuma, we get that line because of what happened on this date, 1847. U.S. Marines under General Winfield Scott entered Mexico City, raised the American flag over the Hall of Montezuma. During the Mexican-American War, that was this date in our history.
Semper Fi.
1847.
I can play the Marines hymn on the organ, actually.
Well, that'd be good. Let's bring an organ in here. Roll it in, Brad. We got room. We got double doors somewhere in the building.
Bring in your Baldwin there, you know.
The big one. 1901, President William McKinley died. He had been shot like a week earlier, and he died of gunshot wounds inflicted by an assassin. He was 58. He had just started pretty much his second term. He was in like the first year of his second term. And Theodore Roosevelt became president after that. And McKinley was a great president from what I understand and what scholars and historians will say. But he became overshadowed by Theodore Roosevelt, his vice president, who succeeded him. So if McKinley had not been shot, who knows? Maybe Teddy Roosevelt doesn't do what he does.
Boy, medical care has come a long way.
No doubt. I've said that before. If he would have been shot, let's say in modern day or even later, 60s, 70s, or 80s, he possibly would have survived.
Yep.
And he was only 58. 1963, Mary Ann Fisher, she put in a yeoman's work on this date. She gets a blue ribbon. She gave birth to America's first surviving quintuplets.
Wow.
Mary Ann Fisher. 1963. 1965, this date.
A 1928 court, that's my mother did. She helps me through everything I do, and I'm so glad she's here. My mother the car.
My mother the car.
I remember
on
that.
NBC TV. Jerry Van Dyke, of course, starred on that show and on that program. And who was the voice of the car?
I don't remember.
Southern. Ann Southern? Is that what it was? Ann Southern? I'm going to look at... Ann Southern was the voice of the car. I mean, that was a pretty dumb premise for a show. But a lot of people thought Elf was dumb.
I loved sure. Elf.
Elf is good.
How my about mother, a cat and tuna fish pie, Willie?
He was from the planet Melmac.
Exactly.
I loved Willie.
Did you have Melmac dishes in your
cabinets?
Of
course we did. That's how I can remember he was from the planet Melmac.
Hey, Willie, how about a cat and tuna fish pie, Willie?
That's pretty good, Elf.
Thank you.
My Mother the Car lasted only 1 year. It was canceled 1965. 1978, speaking of outer space, let's go to the planet Ork.
And remember, this is a serious mission.
You can count on me, Orson. D, D, and E. Dedicated, diligent, and efficient. Nano, nano.
Nano, nano.
Mark and Mindy debuted on this date, 1978.
Shazbot.
Robin Williams, Pam Dauber. It was a spinoff of...
Happy
Mork
Days.
Mork and Mindy was a spinoff of Happy Days, 1978, when Mork... battled the Fonz.
I had a kind of a little bit of a crush on Pam.
Well, who wouldn't, really?
I mean, she's adorable, adorable lady.
Also in 1981...
As the premiere edition of Entertainment Tonight gets underway from Hollywood for September 14th, 1981.
You have gotten that one?
Yeah.
Entertainment Tonight theme.
I would have got those million-dollar legs, too.
I picked a bad theme. First episode of Entertainment Tonight, 1981, syndicated entertainment show. First episode, no Mary Hart, no John Tesh. They weren't on yet on that show.
But when she did debut on that show, all I could ever think about was Mary Hartman.
Mary Hartman, correct. So that was in 81. 82, Princess Grace died. On this day, she was 52. She had been in a car crash the day earlier. That was in 82. The actress Janet Gaynor died on this date. She was 77, the first actress to ever win an Academy Award for Best Actress, and she actually did it for multiple films. She was in three films, and they just gave her the award for all three, Seventh Heaven, Sunrise, and Street Angel in 1927 and 1928, but she died on this date in 84. She was 77. Walt Disney World closed down for the first time ever, 1999 this date, because of Hurricane Floyd. It has shut down five times since, Brad, including just over the weekend because of Irma.
You know, when Floyd rolled through, a lot of people got haircuts.
Well, because it was Floyd.
Right.
Oh, Andy. Hey, Andy.
Well, that's a good one.
You want a haircut?
Of course we do. From Floyd, I want a haircut. I could be Telly Savalas, and I'd want a haircut from Floyd.
Right.
2004.
You get a car! You get a car! You get a car! You get a car! Everybody gets a car!
Well, this was the date that Oprah gave everybody a car.
I didn't get
right
one.
There. She was celebrating her 19th season opener. It was about $7 million worth of cars given away on that date. And the thing that I'm thinking about, you know, the repercussions of this, what are Jenny Jones, Montel Williams, Maury Povich, Ricky Lake, what are they thinking at that point in time?
Right.
How can I compete with Oprah? She's giving away cars to every single person in her studio audience.
She gave away Pontiacs, didn't she?
And then Maury Povich said, well, I'll just do some parental tests and some paternity tests and we'll show Oprah.
But I married to
were
Connie
they Pontiac
Chung.
Grand Ams?
I think so. And Pontiac still folded, even after all those
even
cars
even after
she
Oprah.
Bought.
And must have given her a deal.
Right.
So that was this date, 2004. 2009, it was bad news, but news that we were kind of expecting eventually.
A publicist for Patrick Swayze says that the actor has died of pancreatic cancer. He was diagnosed in January of 2008. He's been undergoing chemotherapy and other treatments at the Stanford University Medical Center. He was born on August 18, 1952, in Houston, Texas.
He was 57 years old. He had battled pancreatic cancer. We know that that is just a fierce form of cancer.
Cancer
20-month
sucks.
Battle. Patrick Swayze dead on this date, 2009. Reggie Bush of the New Orleans Saints had to give up his Heisman Trophy Maybe he could have given that one to OJ,
yeah,
and then OJ wouldn't have had to break into the hotel, and he wouldn't be in right. jail, although he deserves to be in jail.
He's
and I guess
out.
He's getting out, yeah, yeah, getting the parole thing. But Reggie Bush had taken some improper payments when he was at USC.
OJ's going to be a valet parker for one of the hotels on the Vegas Strip.
Well, he's going to play a lot of golf. He's still looking for the real killer.
Right.
2010. 2015, NBC announced that Arnold Schwarzenegger would replace Donald Trump as host of Celebrity Apprentice. It didn't work. The show has been canceled. It's gone. Goodbye, Celebrity Apprentice. Happy birthday now.
Excuse me, sir. Can you direct me to the naval base in Alameda? It's where they keep the nuclear vessels.
What was that?
Nuclear vessels.
Oh, he's Pavel Chekhov. He's got the helm. He and Sulu are right there. Chekhov, you've got the con. The original TV series Star Trek and then the movies after that. Walter Koenig. Is yep. 81 today.
Wow.
Chekhov.
Put that on your list and Chekhov.
I never forget a face, Mr. Chekhov.
That was good.
That's my con.
That was good.
Jew. I never forget that. Larry Brown is 77.
Con had great Corinthian leather.
Well, he did. He did, and he had a little friend named Tattoo. He's the only coach in basketball history to win both an NCAA national championship and an NBA title. His name is Larry Brown, Hall of Fame basketball coach Larry Brown. He's had success. So few coaches have success, both professionally and college. Larry Brown was one of the few that did. He is 77 today.
Don't move. Oh. Can't see us if we don't move.
He knew his dinosaurs, Sam Neill from Jurassic Park and the ensuing sequels. Sam Neill is 70. Happy birthday today. He knew that if you don't move, dinosaurs can't see you. So remember that.
Okay.
Next time you run into a T-Rex.
You know, I won't move.
Now you!
With me!
He was the bass man for Sha-na-na. Bowser! Happy birthday, Bowser. 70 today from Sha-na-na. So, Joe Penny is 61. Was he Jake or was he the fat man?
I think he was Jake.
Yeah, because William Conrad, definitely the fat man.
He had that market cornered.
Yeah, he did. Joe Penny, he was also on Riptide. I liked Riptide.
I don't remember that.
Riptide was on for a couple of seasons. They were on a boat. They were like solving crimes on a boat called Riptide. Joe Penny, 61. John Barry, the country singer, also 61 today. I've got a John Barry song queued up.
Haven't heard from him in a long
Happy
time.
Happy birthday to John. Well, you're just about to hear from him in about 5 or 10 minutes. Happy birthday to John Barry. Mary Frances Crosby is 58. She was Kristen on Dallas.
Oh.
She is the one who shot JR. Kristen.
Pretty girl.
Did you know that?
Yeah. Wasn't that Bing's daughter?
I don't know. I don't think so. It doesn't say that here. You can do. Why don't you do some fact checking?
Well, I didn't bring any quarters for the computer, though.
That's all right. It takes cards.
I'm gonna
or bitcoins.
Okay.
Do you have Apple Pay?
I do.
Mary Frances Crosby, 58. '80s one hit wonder. What are they, Norwegian, Swedish, Danish? There's something.
Ooh, aha.
It could be Finnish. They're Norwegian.
They're at the line.
They're aha. Morten Harkett, who is the lead singer of aha, 58 today. Wendy, you like Wendy's? You like their Frosties?
I do. She has 10 freckles, 5 on each side.
Well, that's good. I have more on each side, and mine aren't proportionate or symmetrical, but hers are. Melinda Lou Wendy Morse, the daughter of Dave Thomas from Wendy's, 56 today. Faith Ford is 53 today. From Murphy Brown, her and what's her name? Was it Cloris Leachman? What was Murphy Brown's real name? Candace Bergen. They did a nice job together.
Great. Olive oil and anklets.
Well, obviously, I don't have the ability to turn myself into a tramp as easily as you do, Murphy.
She was good.
Faith Ford, 53. She was Corky Sherwood.
Yep.
Then she got married. She was Corky Sherwood Forrest.
Forrest.
When she got married.
Stop it.
Faith Ford, 53 today. Kimberly Williams Paisley, married to Brad Paisley.
How about that?
Father of the Bride films, according to Jim. She was in Nashville, the TV series. She is 46 today. Happy birthday, Kimberly Williams Paisley. And I think she appeared in maybe a Brad Paisley video or two as well, because she's a great actress. Gone but not forgotten's Brad, you're up.
All right, here we go. Movie producer Hal Wallace, born on this day in 1899, he produced several popular films, including The Maltese Falcon and Barefoot in the Park, which was originally named I Got a Thorn in My Foot, but they quickly changed the name.
Ouch.
Yeah. L.A. Times publisher Norman Chandler, born on this day in 1899 as well. Here's a good one for you. Born on this day in 1914. Actor Clayton Moore.
Tano, from this moment on, I'm going to devote my life to establishing law and order in this new frontier, to make the West a decent place to live.
That good.
Tonto. We heard from Tonto as well. A cameo appearance from Tonto.
Absolutely. You know, and there's a... I can't remember the song. I'm going to find it. The Lyle Lovett song has a mentioned...
Yesterday that I'm not familiar with a lot of Lyle Lovett songs.
I gotta get some Texas in you. Songwriter Mae Boren Axton, Hoyt's mom, born on this day in 1914.
Did she have bony fingers?
No, but she did work her fingers to the bone.
Why wouldn't you?
Right? Her credits include Elvis's big hit Heartbreak Hotel. Hughes Rudd, he was a former newscaster. I never heard of him. Born on this day in 1921.
Great name, though. Roger Mudd, Hughes Rudd.
Right. Anybody with a name like Hughes commands
Elmer
respect.
Fudd. Another great newsman, Elmer Fudd.
Be very, very quiet. He worked with CBS and ABC. Steve Gaines, musician, born on this day in 1949. He played guitar for the group Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Mm-hmm.
Went down when the Freebird went down.
Yes.
Paul Kossoff, born in 1950, played guitar for the group Free.
All right now.
And here's one for you, buddy boy. Musician... Born on this day in 1954, Barry Cowsill.
Love the Cowsills. Give me a head with hair.
Yeah. He was a member of the group and died in New Orleans in Hurricane Katrina.
That's unbelievable.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did.
Wow. And Amy Winehouse was born on this day in 1983, the singer. And there they are. They are gone.
All gone.
But not forgotten.
But not forgotten. And you know what else we're not going to forget is that the Almanac is brought to you by...
Kurt Weers, ladies and gentlemen, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. No one knows the country like Kurt Weers. Check him out online at WeSellFarms.com.
And if they think they know the country as much as Kurt Weers, they're fooling themselves.
That's right. They don't know squat.
All right. Did you do any fact-checking, or did you not be able to get the computer to work?
No, I got it. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Mary Crosby... The daughter of Bing Crosby and Catherine Grant.
Oh, what a combination.
What a combo.
I can see why she was so talented.
I can see why she was so pretty, and she didn't get it from Dad.
But I don't know why she shot JR. We still have we established that? Well, I guess a lot of people wanted to shoot JR.
Well,
she's the only one of the you-know-whats to do it.
Well, it had something to do with the landscaping outside of South Fork Ranch.
It was ugly.
It was ugly.
It was. It was.
That long tree-lined driveway.
Yeah, the pink flamingos and the little pinwheel-type fan things.
Yeah, not good.
Not good.
Not at all.
Hey, I promised John Barry. He is having a birthday today, 61. So here's his hit from 96. She's taking a shine on your Total Country Station, Bob FM. Rosie!